o'clock hour, Wilde and Tausch, ESPN Wisconsin, Wisconsin On Demand, the ESPN app, the ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. By the way, you should subscribe to our YouTube channel so you get notified every time we have a live broadcast.
And then we can get the Madison Forward game on there if we get enough subscriptions.
Yeah, instead of having to be on ESPN2. A lot of fun. By the way, so I might hold off on this Bachelor story.
Yeah.
Because I think you're going to get a
good,
kick out
like
of this.
If it's good, I like it. Let's hold off.
You're teasing your salmon story. We got a whole week without Jason.
Teasing.
So
yep.
You tease your salmon story. I promise I will tell you the story of being invited to a bachelor party at the last minute. I will share that with you probably tomorrow. But I spent the weekend. It was Father's Day weekend. So Saturday afternoon, we went to the Forward Madison FC soccer game. And so I hosted a show there with Pablo Iglesias, our friend from WKOW-TV here in Madison. Also a Bradley Brave. Love that about him. So we were out at the Forward game.
You think you two would be buddies if you weren't Bradley Braves?
Yeah,
you
for
still
sure.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. Pablo's okay. A personable guy.
Where's he tiered?
I would get along better with Pablo than I would with me if I was somebody else.
That makes no sense, but where is he tiered?
Pablo's a tier, probably, he's moving up, tier three, probably,
okay.
I'd say right now.
All right, Pablo,
start from
keep
nothing
working,
to tier
you
three.
Can maybe get into that tier.
He's moving
he's probably
up.
Probably only going to get to tier two, though,
yeah.
At this point in your life.
Yeah, probably,
okay.
I would imagine. It'd be a lot to get to tier one after you're 30, for sure. So we went to the Forward Madison FC game Saturday, and then for Father's Day, I got together with my mom and dad, Becca came with, and we went down to the Milwaukee Milkmen game in Franklin.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you been?
I've been to Franklin. Is it called The Rock?
Yeah,
down there?
The Rock Sports
A lot of good Little
Complex.
League, a lot of good baseball stuff,
yeah.
So yes.
So
by the way, we're in your God's country this weekend.
Muskego?
Yeah.
Oh.
I spent a lot of time in Muskego.
You've been
spending
more time there than I have.
In between games, we're heading over to where I paved that parking lot. We're going to just head over. Just going to show them how great of a job we did.
Look at that parking lot.
That's old
I
T.
I did that.
That's old T, and I got pictures to prove it.
What is your favorite? Because I'm sure you're well-traveled. You've been around the state, been to a bunch of... I don't know if I want to call... I feel it's disrespectful to say semi-pro. Because, like, Forward Madison FC is a legit USL1 soccer league. It's like the minor league affiliate. You had a chance to, like, move up, and they get salaries and all that. So, semi-pro, like, I don't know if I want to say that necessarily, but I don't know how to otherwise describe non-professional, like, not Marquette, not Badger basketball, football, hockey, volleyball, not that, like, you know, the Madison Mallards.
I'll tell you what I'm excited about is the professional
Madison.
Volleyball team that's coming with obviously Lauren Curley is a great friend of show, big fan of hers. There's another UW athlete, I don't remember exactly.
Dana Redke, part of that team.
Is another part. So that will be something. Now Eleanor's into volleyball, even though she's a little pipsqueak. Mm-hmm. She's playing some volleyball. That would be one that I will definitely be intrigued by.
I've been to the Lakeshore Chinooks games, the Mallards games, and the Northwoods League. I know there's some teams up further north.
The Rafters. There used to be the Green Bay Bullfrogs. I don't know what they're calling themselves now.
The Rockers now, Jason has told. Where they have a concert after every game. The Rockers.
Right.
Yeah. Hunter, what's your favorite, if we call it semi-pro, what's your favorite semi-pro Wisconsin sporting event to attend?
I think it's Forward Madison.
Yeah, right across the street
here,
downtown Madison.
I think they just have the best atmosphere of all of them. It's always a great time. Just love going right across the street. So I think that's my winner.
The thing is, so the Milkmen game, I was a huge fan. Love the Milkmen game.
Is it Savannah Banana type deal?
No, it's like legit baseball.
What do you mean? Savannah Bananas is awesome. They just sold out Fenway.
Yes, I'm not saying the Savannah Bananas are not awesome. I'm saying the Milwaukee Milkmen, it's not like they're not the Harlem Globetrotters. Like, the Savannah Bananas are the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Who are the Washington Generals?
The team the Bananas play all the time. Well, I forget what their name is, but there's
the Oranges.
Good one. Wow.
The Pittsburgh Peaches.
Keep going. Got any more? The apples and apples.
No, I'm good with that. Two is usually where I like to stick to.
But comedy comes in groups of three, Tausch.
I only go two. I want to de-shampoo it.
Okay.
We went to the Milkmen game yesterday. We were at the pub across the street, had a little, you know, pre-game drinks, meeting up with the family. Then we go across the street. You walk in, they've got all kinds of games and things that you can win prizes, and the concessions are great, fairly affordable. Like, it was an awesome experience. The facility there is incredible. Like you said, the Rock Sports
Complex. Well, if you're doing
that,
Madison Capitals games, they have Dollar Beer Night over there. And
that's
my favorite part of it is, and this is more kid-related, but You know, everybody's got like these 50-50 raffles that they do, right? This Chuck-a-Puck, and I've been telling UW they should be doing this. You put out your sponsors' signs out on the ice, and you go buy pucks, and you got to flip them. And you flip them onto the mat, you win that prize. That's a fun little deal.
It's all about the entertainment for the experience, because it's the entertainment, and you're just hanging out.
You should be good at hockey. You should be good at baseball. There should be a goodness to it, too. But, yes, you better be entertaining and be including, like, activity-wise. You want to be engaged. That's what the Mallards do so well. You have to be good at that in order to pull it off.
The Milkmen did a best-dressed dad contest for Father's Day yesterday, where they had the fans, like, cheer to say who was the best-dressed dad for the day. There was a guy in, like, a button-down Hawaiian shirt, a big Tom Landry-style hat. By far the winner. He should have been there. Jeff and Monroe text in 844-770-3776. The Wisconsin Woodchucks up in the Potato Corridor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a team that he enjoys going and supporting.
Okay. So
that's one that comes in among, I know there's like the Fond du Lac Duck Spiders and some of these other teams that are going, baseball especially throughout the summer months. Like, there's all kinds of local games you can go to and have a ton of fun. So I just wanted to share that. Like, Ford Madison FC, back-to-back days. Very fun to go out and support, and you always talk about like going to Lambeau Field, going to AmFam Field, going to Camp Randall Stadium, but there's all these other sporting experiences that we get to enjoy.
I'm shocked you didn't pick a bowling deal. Like, I'm shocked you didn't pick the bowling.
No, I was actually offended. So the women's, I forget what it was, the U.S. Open or something, they played it in Ashwaubenon in May, and it was on replay the other day, and I really wanted to turn it on and watch it. I'm like, I've called state bowling at that bowling. I want to watch
how
this
was. Were you kind of irritated you didn't get the
and
ask?
And Becca said, you're not turning bowling on. I was like,
no, I mean that you didn't get to go do the announcing.
Yeah, a little slightly.
When I think most people think Wisconsin bowling announcing, they think Jesse J. Nelson.
Yeah, I'm a little. Use that as motivation moving forward.
There's get fired up.
No doubt about that. You mentioned the parking lot that you helped pave in Muskego that you're going to go check out.
Yeah, Muskego, Johnson & Sons, and I've gotten some really fun reactions to my great day out with the Johnson & Sons paving crew. Summer is here, but before you know it, you'll be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the 3 R's. I remember them. Of asphalt man. It's reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes, and replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking. As a matter of fact, they're bringing you in. I am going to go to this bar and restaurant strictly for the parking lot. Don't know how the food's going to be. Don't know how anything else is going to be. I know the parking lot is on point. Fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Have them be a welcoming in. That's what Johnson & Sons does. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
Your texts about the Packers offensive line, Aaron Rodgers, and cupcakes at the youth baseball tournament. All straight ahead. Coming up next on Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today with Jason on assignment. 844-770-3776 is the number to get into the show. It's 844-770-3776. We have covered a lot of ground so far today, and still plenty more to go for the rest of the week, honestly. Checking your texts on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line. That's 844-770-3776. So first, we had Brian Bulaga join us during the 9 o'clock hour and into the 10 o'clock hour. Kept him a little bit longer today.
Yeah, a little birthday appreciation from Blue.
We were talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Aaron Rodgers thoughts that Jason Wilde shared when Evan Cohen joined the show late last week. Aaron Rodgers stan Erica in Milwaukee texts in. The New York Jets created the drama. Just say it's an excused absence for Aaron, even if he was being fined behind closed doors.
Yeah, I totally agree with Erica on that. I don't know what they decided when they grabbed Aaron Rodgers and traded for him that this was the road they were going to go down. And by the way, it was the right move. Obviously, the injury didn't allow them to see what they had. And now all their chips are in the middle on Aaron. And you're going to piss him off by doing this for, really, it's an unforced error. It's not, he didn't show up all offseason. And I get people could say, well, it's on him to do it. And I'm not going to disagree. But this is what you signed up for. And you did not handle this, I don't think, in a great way that's going to help your team win. And Aaron's a part of that. So it's not an apology. I'm not being an Aaron Rodgers apologist. It's your job as an organization to figure out how you're going to navigate this. And I think they're going to, they navigated themselves into some very dicey waters by doing it this way.
The big topic of the day, however, Bill and Oconomowoc weighing in. This is how we started the show.
You know what? Their coach, big Wilde and Tausch fan. Oconomowoc. We played Oconomowoc in the quarterfinals.
Well, maybe Bill was the coach of the Oconomowoc team. Here's what he says about the great cupcake debate. For those who missed it, Tausch's birthday is today. Happy birthday, old
team. Thanks, buddy.
And Sarah and Eleanor wanted to celebrate with the team yesterday between the semifinal and championship game of the tournament you were playing in after a rain delay, lengthy rain delay early in the day. You had no time in between games. It was quick turnaround, just rake the field and let's play the championship. And they wanted to bring the cupcakes down and celebrate with the team. Is that an accurate depiction of what
happened?
Very
accurate, yes.
So Bill and Oconomowoc says, anyone who thinks this is okay likely has never played any competitive sports. And if they have played sports, they haven't won anything. Happy birthday, Coach T. Now is the appropriate time to have cupcakes.
Well, and then the darndest thing. I am not a fan of chocolate cupcakes. Just don't like them. I like vanilla.
Why?
Just, I don't know. I like vanilla ice cream.
Do you like other Wisconsin things?
What do you mean?
Like, or did I say Wisconsin?
You
things?
Did. That's what I didn't
I meant
understand.
Chocolate things. Like, do you like regular chocolate?
Yeah, I like chocolate
ice
caramel.
Cream?
I like salted chocolate caramels. So it's not, it's just, I like vanilla ice cream. I don't like ice cream that is even flavored chocolatey. It's not my deal. But that was all that was left after we got in the car.
So you didn't even get one of the good cupcakes.
But that was all right. I ended up with fresh strawberries with ice cream, which is better. Fresh. But I don't know. Why is it? And I've said this before. This is strawberry picking time. For people that have kids, school's out. Sarah loves to. They go and you bring back this big old bushel full of fresh strawberries. Why are they so much better than grocery strawberries? Like so much better. Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it? It must be the preservatives that they put on them, or whatever it is. It's
yeah,
just,
the grocery
it is
store
like
ones probably
two different
sit for
fruits.
A few days.
Now I've had fresh blueberries and I've had packaged blueberries. I don't notice the biggest difference. I noticed it bigly with strawberries.
What about like apples? You go to the apple orchard.
We have. I don't know necessarily if it's as big of a. I'm just saying it is a huge contrast between fresh strawberries and grocery store strawberries.
What about when you go to Quick Trip and you get the glazers that are in the case versus the like the six pack of glazers that's waiting for you? You enjoying all of those equally, like we are for your birthday here out in the office? Or
what are we talking about? Like, I'm talking about fruit.
Yes, I know you're talking about fruit. I'm asking you about Quick Trip because number one, you want to tell us about Quick Trip, but also we're enjoying glazers and Dunkers.
Yes,
today.
As I told you, I stopped. I got my. Cafe Caruba Coffee. We picked up Glazers. Jesse picked up the Dunkers. Quick Trip's got everything. It's baseball season. You know, I'm going to go into tournaments. Just talk down at Janesville, of course. We stopped at Quick Trip. We got other tailgates. And when you need to stock up on snacks and drinks, you know, I'm going to Quick Trip. You should too. And I love using my Quick Rewards. I just told you, I paid less than $10 for gas. I think it was last week because of all the rewards that we've been raking up. You're not going to want to miss out on this deal. Head to your local Quick Trip today. Purchase select Gatorade, Gator Light, Gatorade Water, or Fast Twitch products using your Quick Rewards, and you're automatically entered to win a game day prize pack. Oh, I picked this one today. I'm always nervous about this. Four tickets to a suite for the Brewers' July 21st game against the Minnesota Twins, but that's not all. Uh-oh. You would also be able to watch batting practice, which is a ton of fun. Heck, if you were at the last game, Snoop, down there. And like Snoop, you could throw out the first pitch. Plus,
nice.
$500 gift card to the team store. $500 in Quick Trip gift cards, batting practice, gift cards, a view from the suites. And like Snoop, you could throw out the first pitch just by grabbing some Gatorade. Get full contest details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. No purchase is necessary.
My dad asked me yesterday, did he do that slip up in that Quick Trip read on purpose last
your
week?
Your dad knows better.
I said, come on. Like, you really think he did that on purpose?
I wish I was that talented.
Hunter Vaughn, our producer today, Cousin Sub of the Day with Jason on assignment, leads us in a round of Whoa, Hunter! Always an adventure. That's coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Wilde and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch, today and for the week. With Jason on assignment. I'm told he is not to be bothered unless Jordan Love extends his contract in Green Bay. Then he can be bothered.
And there's a good chance that could happen.
That would be annoying if I'm Jason. Like, you spend this whole, like, Domovsky's got, I'm sure all those Packers writers got vacation time right now. If they did it now, that would frustrate everybody.
Deal with it. I love when people complain about that stuff. That's your livelihood. So... deal with it.
Yeah, but like it's the one time of the entire year where those guys are like, it's our time off right now.
One time of the year. Come on. Act like these guys are out working at Johnson & Sons Paving. They're out there shoveling asphalt in the 100-degree heat. Come on.
Now I can't win because if I defend Jason, he's just going to go on the "you're afraid of Jason" thing again.
Exactly.
And if I say I agree with you, then like, then
there's no winning. He backed us into a corner. We just got to move on.
Okay. Good. I love TKOs. I love a good bloody TKO.
It's more just not worth it, but okay.
Let's go on. Since we're TKO'd, let's move on.
Oh, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, well, kind of like how Adam Silver was going up against House of the Dragon.
Yeah, that was what a beatdown House of Dragons gave the NBA. Wow.
Time now for Whoa, Hunter.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Tausch, since it's your birthday today, we got a special caller who wanted to sing you happy birthday. Hopefully they're still there and they stuck around.
Okay.
So go ahead, caller.
Happy birthday to you. Were you born in a zoo? 'Cause you look like a monkey and you smell like one too.
Oh, my man.
Happy birthday,
Dan and Cats.
My man, Dan and Cats.
Wow.
I love it. Thank you, Dan.
Adjusting the lyrics
now,
for you.
Now, I'm assuming,
there, too.
Dan, you always have something else, too. So I misquoted someone last week. Is there any question, anything else that you have, or is it just to sing today?
Well, it was your birthday. My birthday is next Monday.
Happy birthday,
24, so
okay,
you can call me back and sing me
we will
happy birthday.
Well, now, what if Tausch calls you 3 days early and wishes you a happy birthday? Would you still appreciate it or no?
I would appreciate anything Tausch does.
Appreciate you, Dan.
I don't.
I know you. We know you don't. Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you. We really do appreciate you, bud.
Okay, get a dog, Tausch. Love you guys.
Yeah, get a dog.
I actually
love you guys.
We are definitely trending that way.
A cameo from Dan in Cambria wishing old T happy birthday.
Had a nice
birthday.
Little job singing, too. Had a little Academy meetup this week.
Oh?
I don't know if you're going to be excited about what we're doing, because you're going to be integral. And it's going to be a lot more work for you.
I feel like I should have been invited to the Academy meeting then, perhaps.
You should have, but you weren't.
Am I a part of the Academy or not?
You should be.
Like,
that's actually.
I feel like I did more than the academy,
but you were integral to executing the academy's plan. You're going to be more this year.
Are you doing sitcoms?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
I have ideas. I think we have another meeting of the minds coming up to start plotting out our season coming up.
You're going to be like Martin Short doing like a one man show.
I'd be like Game of Thrones. Game of Dragons.
Game of Dragons.
Whoa, Nelly!
Anyway, we're going to keep the theme of Tausch's birthday going. Tausch, I know you like to try and improve on things. You're a big idea guy.
Yes.
So I have a couple of things I'd like to see if you can work on improving or things like that. First up, Jesse's had a bad run of terrible takes when he's hosted on weekends, from the Romeo Doubs, Alan Lazard comp, and then saying that Perkins should have been cut
because
he had one bad at-bat in June.
Said the moment was too big for him.
What does Jesse need to do better to try and stop having these terrible takes on the weekend?
Plan and think.
I planned and thought to get to that point. I thought, what do I feel about seeing this from Blake Perkins? Blake Perkins in the post-game presser tells the media, the moment was too big for me. I couldn't handle it. I knew statistically better hitters were coming. And Matt, this is the comp that I made on Saturday, hosting with Pablo at the Ford-Madison game. Imagine if Bo Melton said after the Minnesota Vikings game in October last year, man, I caught a pass. We were down 4, 2 minutes left, and I tried to lateral it to Christian Watson. And he just, fumbled it, couldn't, exchange it correctly. I threw it to the other team because, the moment was just too bad. I knew statistically he was a better runner than me, and he had a chance to get upfield and get us a chance to win. I thought that made the most sense. You would want that guy cut.
You have to look at the talent and understand not everybody is a finished product. You would have wanted Jordan Love cut after year two.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
I would have wanted Jordan. If Jordan Love got up after the Falcons loss in week two last year and said, yeah, the moment was too big for me, I couldn't handle it. Then I'd have some red flags. Yeah. No athlete. I don't remember anyone ever saying that honestly.
Wouldn't you rather have your athletes to be honest than to fake it?
Not like that. No.
Okay.
Not like that.
All right.
There's a lot of cases that, yes, I want the athlete to be on. I don't want Blake Perkins saying, the moment was too big for me. I didn't understand the situation. Statistically, there were better hitters coming up that I wanted to get out of the way and give them an opportunity to go win. So I thought I'd try and bunt with two outs down by one. That, to me, is a major red flag for a team in playoff contention. And, yes, they're in playoff contention. They're 7 games up, 6 games, whatever it is, here on June 17th. You're in playoff contention.
Yeah, I'm not arguing
with that. You can't trust that guy in a massive moment at the plate. Moving forward, can't trust him.
Nelly!
No, I mean, you're standing behind your take, which is, I think, job one. Whether or not you're going to be accurate, you probably wanted old boy cut when he let the base hit out in right field go under his glove.
Grisham. They traded him during the offseason.
And you loved that.
Yes, I did.
And he's been a pretty good player for the Padres, is he not?
He's on the Yankees now, I believe. And yeah, he's been pretty good.
Yeah, it's almost like young players need to make mistakes to learn and grow and improve on it and then do better
Jesse.
The next time.
Nope, got to be a finished product.
Young players
are Jesse
plenty,
can't ever make a mistake producing.
They are
gotta
plenty allowed to make mistakes. You can say, I made a mistake. I assessed the situation wrong. I'm not going to make that mistake again. I know I'm better than that.
It's the same thing. He just said it in different words.
No,
we're going to move
it's
on.
It's not at all the same thing.
Nelly!
Tausch. On Sunday, it was we celebrated my niece's birthday.
Okay.
We went out to lunch and then came back and we were playing apples to apples.
Love it.
So I hadn't played that game in a long time and there were 5 of us and we got probably 2 times through. So we played about 10 rounds. Started to feel a little stale for me. How do we improve apples to apples?
I've improved this game already.
I know, but I haven't heard it, and there's other people who haven't. So.
Okay, so
not everyone listens every day, I believe is what Jason
people,
would say. Yeah.
You just get where you're the person that gets to pick the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have them go against each other to prove their case on how they should, the card they put in.
Turn it into apples to apples court is what
yes.
you want.
Ah.
Have dialogue. So it's not just, I picked Snoop. Oh, it's fun. Why did you pick Snoop? Give me your explanation on why this for this adjective works. That's what.
I like it.
I'm over apples to apples. That game has been now in, there's 12 games that are all the same.
What if it was blueberries to blueberries?
That probably exists somewhere at a board game store that you can buy. All these games are the same. Apples to apples, Cards Against Humanity. And there's spin-offs of all of them. They're all the same game. Oh, everybody fills in the blank, throwing it. Oh, yeah, a good chuckle because it's
so
glorified
the best
Mad
game
Lib.
Now is Loaded Question by far. And you do the same thing with it. Loaded Question, you want to learn about people and get a good understanding, A, where they're at, how their mind works. That's where you can really delve into some things. That is a game I could not recommend more. And the same thing, don't just fall in line. Make it better. have some people speak and make them stand up. I love having our kids do it. I think it's important. And in the new era of jobs and in society, you better be able to verbalize things because all the other stuff is going away.
Whoa, Nelly!
You won't Nelly that
Did quick. You just take apples to apples and turn it into a statement on society?
Yes, because these board games...
there was a mic drop, so I was just like,
board
good.
Games
Gotta
frame
go.
Things. They're important. It's a big part of development to me. I love it.
That was great. One quick one
Thanks.
Here. Back to the sports world, because, you know, if we talk too much everyday life, people get mad at us. The Badgers had two big recruits commit for football for the class of 2025.
Quick question for you. We were listening. I had Max this morning. I had to drop him off. And we were listening, and you were doing SportsCenter, Hunter.
Badger Minute.
Badger
probably.
Minute.
Yep.
And you said 24-7.
247
you
sports.
You said 247.
Nick Olson, who works for 247, corrected Alex Strofe and I on the Mr. Irrelevant podcast.
And it's now 24. It's 24-7, or what is it?
He said they pronounce it as 247 sports.
Okay. Max corrected you because he is big in on that. So, obviously, well, Nick, who is at everything, he puts
he works
in the
How
time.
Are your numbers 247 and you're not calling it 24-7?
I don't know, but isn't, that's what they call
isn't
it.
Isn't the entire appeal of being able to say it's 24-7 sports?
I know. You guys are
I
asking
like that
me.
He's
I
correcting
don't know.
You. Like, so yeah. Just for the record again, because I'm getting a little bit jumbled. So I tell Max it is 247?
Correct.
Yeah, I
According
think
to Nick, who
I think
works
should,
for him.
And again, Nick, I think he work with us?
He was an intern
yeah.
here at ESPN oh, Madison.
I'm
yeah.
telling you, he is, I see him in the press box. He is a grinder. So tip the cap to him. But I think it should be 24-7 because it's all day, every day.
Well, that was better than what I was going to ask.
Whoa,
so
those are really?
That was like good. Eugene Hilton Jr. being and added to the Badgers roster.
It is, and to put a bow on that part of it and all of Nick's work and all the other recruiting folks, Wisconsin's crushing it. But I'm going to say this. That's great. Got to deliver. But it is great. This is what Luke Fickell came here to do. That was the biggest complaint that people had about Paul's operation was, can you get – it is great to have 1- and 2-star kids work and develop and become good football players. We love that. You know what's even better? 4- and 5-star studs that develop and grow, and then you kick Ohio State's tail down in Columbus, and you go on and you go win an Addy.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'd be raising a Coors Light to that come college
Yeah, and I will
season.
Too. Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978. Coors Light, refreshing, crisp, only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Our final birthday wishes for Old T coming up next on Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Wrapping up the birthday edition of Wilde and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch. No Jason today. He is on assignment for the week. We'll be back next week after a week of vacation. What are the big birthday night plans here, Tausch? Or is all the birthday stuff over?
No, we still have some stuff. Yeah, obviously the kids have things that they're doing tonight. So it might be, and you know I do not like late dinners. Like I just am not.
Oh, boy.
So I'll probably be a little grumpy tomorrow. But we're doing like a nice dinner. And again, Eleanor has really taken the bull by the horns. Max is a chef boyer. He loves cooking. So I don't know what they have in store. I'm kind of left out in the dark on that, and I'm fine with it. The only thing I know is it's later than I'd like. You know, I'm an old blue hair now. I want to eat early.
Will you be eating dinner before Game 5 of the NBA Finals tips
no.
at 7:30?
Yeah.
You're eating dinner like way after
I'm
that?
I'm not happy about it
oh,
at
boy.
All.
Oof.
But yes, it'll be later.
This is going to be tough tomorrow. Do you believe we come back in tomorrow and we talk about the Boston Celtics being crowned NBA champions?
Yes, I do. And I think the fact that the Mavericks beat them as badly as they did, and there's people, oh, they're going to choke and all this other stuff. Boston's been the best team all season. They're the best team in this series. Now, Porzingis not playing changes the dynamic a little bit. But I think they find a way to get it done tonight at home, and the Boston Celtics will be your champions. And ending this so that Game of Thrones / House of Dragon doesn't have to sit there
dominate
and continue
the ratings.
To dominate the NBA.
That'll do it for this edition of Wildy and Tausch. Happy birthday, Old T. And congrats to those of you who watched House of the Dragon last night on HBO and Max. Like, Tausch will never understand.
It was a great episode.
Thanks to Brian Bulaga. Thanks to Hunter Vaughn. Hunter and I and Tausch will all be back tomorrow. Until then, as Jason always says, have a great day. Take care. Be good.